WTAW News Time is 5 after 8, 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first few days of street construction centered at University in Texas has clogged traffic in all directions. College Station traffic engineer Troy Rother says adjusting traffic signals would make things worse.
Because right now it'd just be guesswork trying to adapt to those varying traffic volumes. It's really a moving target at this point.
Rother says this situation is different than the high volume when there's a Texas A&M home football game.
Typically, you know when traffic is gearing up and leaving, so when you're going to expect it to hit the different signals along the corridor.
WTAW News is waiting for a response from the TxDOT Bryan District Office to our question if consideration was given for the project to be done at night and or the weekend when there are fewer vehicles. A Bryan man originally sentenced to die for a capital murder that took place nearly 9 years ago will instead spend the rest of his life in prison.
28-year-old Christian Olson was convicted of the beating death of a neighbor, 68-year-old Etta Jean Westbrook. 4 years ago, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out the death sentence. Initially, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office sought to reimpose death. But D.A. Jarvis Parsons cited two reasons for changing his mind. One was the suicide of Olson's girlfriend, who was in prison serving time for soliciting him to murder her mother.
She confessed to a number of facts and details relating to her relationship with the defendant that could have played into his actions.
Parsons says they also discovered DNA evidence that would have been used to argue for the death penalty was mishandled.
It was left in custody of a court reporter at the time, and the lab would not be able to say with certainty that it could not have been tainted.
Parsons says Olson agreed to waive all future attempts to be released from prison and oppose anyone else who would attempt to do the same. DA says he will not refile a capital murder charge against Olson in the death of his girlfriend's mother.
While Geraldine Lloyd's murder was heinous and abhorrent, I didn't think it a good use of resources to go and retry him for that when I knew that he would die in prison.
Geraldine Lloyd was killed in her home several months before Westbrook was murdered. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The latest presentation by MSC Opus, Post Secret the Show, is now in town. Creator Frank Warren on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he started the project in 2005.
I printed up 3,000 self-addressed postcards. They were blank on one side, asked strangers to write down a secret they'd never told anyone before, decorate it, and mail it to me. And I received over 1 million from all around the world.
Since then, PostSecret.com, one of the most popular blogs in the world, is now a stage show. Three actors guide the audience through a crowdsourced narrative of the stories behind people's secrets. Visit boxoffice.tamu.edu for tickets. And if you've noticed Bryan Fire Department engines in the downtown parking garage, it's for training exercises that are scheduled through tomorrow. WTAW News Time is 8 after 8. It's 43 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will fight for Texas sovereignty. Timothy D'Alessandro has earned the highest rating by the NRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 10 minutes after, and check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports at 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will continue to build our way with cooler temperatures and clearer skies. That'll lead to lots of sunshine today. Highs are going to be around 55. It's going to be clear tonight, lows 30 to 35. It's sunny across the region tomorrow. Highs will be about 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, lows dropping down to 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny Friday. The cool conditions continue. Highs on Friday, 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. It's 8:10. It's Super Bowl week. Now somebody who has true insight into the Super Bowl because, well, look. There's this guy named Matthew Berry from College Station, Texas, whose mother is the mayor of College Station. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Matthew Berry is the guru for fantasy football at ESPN. So if there's somebody who's a numbers nut and knows the numbers of all the important players on both teams, it's Matthew Berry. We're here now to find out if he gave Mom any insight.
I was invited to go to the Super Bowl.
Were you?
Yeah, and we decided not to go. Okay. Matthew is leaving in the morning to go to San Francisco, and his wife is leaving on Friday to go.
And you could go out and, you know, the grandkids aren't that far away if you're out there.
Well, they're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, that is away. Yeah, well, if they had a Hyperloop, it wouldn't take long at all, right? You'd be there in 35 minutes. So what is he? Did he give you a pick?
No.
All right. Because this guy knows the numbers. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And instead, I thought about him because they were talking about how Media Day has changed at the Super Bowl. Because it used to be, Doug Gottlieb was talking about this yesterday. He said it used to be that you didn't really know these players because their games weren't shown other places. And he said now it's seen every place. And because of fantasy football, people know these players in ways that they never knew them before. So that's part of what your kiddo does. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Then promise me if he tells you something between now and Sunday that you'll get in touch with me and let me know so I can have a little inside word.
Okay.
All right. We'll see how it works. Hey, so action last week by the council as you move forward on the police station. It was not unanimous, but it's you're one step closer. Tell me how you voted on that and why you voted
that way. I voted for it. We desperately need a new police station. We've got like 29,000 square feet, and for a population of 106,000 plus, which is where we are now, we probably need about 70,000 square feet.
Yeah. Now, but you know, you're taking away parkland. That's what they say, or land that could be used for a park. So what's the justification as far as you're concerned?
So the city doesn't have to go out and spend money to buy land to put the police station. We're using land that we already have. And it's going to be at the corner of Dartmouth and Crinic Tap, the southeast corner.
Okay.
That's about 12 acres. And the original plan that staff came up with was a 79,000 square foot facility, which would be about right for 150,000 population. But we're going to be there before we know it. So the design we were shown was first floor, and then part of the second floor was this two-story. And we said build out it to be completely two-story so that we'd have about 100,000 square feet at least under roof, and we don't have to finish out part of it. Mm-hmm. We could do it as we need it because it's going to be a lot less expensive now than later.
So now when they make that move, I don't know, have we got a timeline as to how you want to move forward on
it? Well, we expect to have a design contract at our next meeting on February 11th, and we'll discuss funds for construction in the budget process next summer.
So what's going to happen to that building once the transition's made? Have you got a thought of what you should do there?
Yeah, well, you know, we desperately need a new city hall, too, and we're out of space there. And so don't think people want to have their taxes raised to put up a new city hall. So I think we'll probably repurpose the existing police facility and move some of our city departments there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense. It's nearby. One of the other things that took place, we had Debbie Eller in last week to discuss a plan where they would try to get tax credits that came from the federal government through the state to build some senior housing. The person has decided to pull back from that simply because the process is pretty expensive. Your thoughts on that, and where does College stay? That doesn't, you know, the problem still is going to exist.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate they decided to pull back, and I understand why, because there's two viable projects in Waco, and depending upon the point system, they felt they were at a disadvantage, and as you say, it's about $200,000 to do the application. I'm sorry, because it's we really need that low and moderate income elderly housing. It's a great need. We have about a three-year waiting list at Terrace Pines, which is, you know, on Krennic Tac.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that someone else will come in and build senior housing for low and moderate income people.
Mary Nancy Berry joining us. So, yeah, what can the city do to, I mean, again, you can't really give any unfair incentives to people from a competitive standpoint, but this is a problem that is shared by every city in Texas, that yeah, to be able to find moderate or low-income housing.
And we get federal dollars for this in the HOME program, which supports causes like Elder Aid and Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. That Elder Aid rents to low and moderate income families, and so if there's a duplex that they can buy and repair and modify it so it's handicap accessible, they do that, and we can support them through the home funds. And then Habitat for Humanity builds, you know, low income housing, and we can support them by buying a lot. Or
yeah, you mentioned a minute ago about the police department and how, you know, you got your budget coming up. There are some capital projects that are out there. I know that that y'all are trying to put your, you know, Santa wish list together. What are some highlights there?
Well, we've got the expansion of the Ringer Library. That'll come in 17. We've got the Lincoln Center expansion. That'll also be completed in 17. Our Lick Creek Nature Center, we're going to bid on the contract hopefully approve the contract on February 11th and hope to have that open in the fall. So, and then there's other projects like the Graham Road rehabilitation, Eisenhower Street extension, Lick Creek hike and bike trail, and
don't do any more streets. You said Graham. Don't do any more roads. It's horrible, right? it really is inconvenient right now.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, you know, university's a nightmare.
Yeah, and we've just started. The nightmare will continue for a couple of months. Okay, the Texas legislature has given pretty much a green light to anything having to do with open carry. But your thoughts on the council's vote there to prohibit that?
We voted unanimously to prohibit open carry during meetings that are subject to the Open Meetings Act. So that would be planning and zoning, Zoning Board of Adjustment, and city council meetings. Doesn't mean you can't conceal carry. That's always been the case, and
right,
it still is the case. But we just kind of felt if you're in an open meeting and somebody's doing an open carry, it's kind of a little in your face and it might be intimidating for people who are speaking.
Okay.
So that was our rationale. And, of course, it'll be properly posted.
Sure. Okay, anything else going on?
Well, you know, we planted some trees yesterday at Richard Carter Park.
I hear you and Chase Murphy did that.
Yeah, and David Schmitz and people from Atmos and people from Texas Trees. They planted 811 trees around the state.
Wow.
And Atmos has 47 locations, and so it turned out to be 47 plants where trees were planted.
And does Chase have to go water them?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I think our
people.
Parks Department will do
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
okay,
the idea was to promote the 811, is call before you dig.
Oh, yeah.
So that if you're going to be digging in your backyard or whatever, call 811 and find out if there's some lines there so you don't go bust up a gas line or water line or whatever might be in your yard.
Makes trouble for us all. All right. The mayors join us on alternate Wednesdays. It's Mayor Nancy Berry from College Station. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.
It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency. Serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Auto sales fell slightly in January because of the East Coast snowstorm, but analysts say demand remains strong and buyers will likely head back into dealerships this month. Sales fell less than 1% to 1.1 million. The storm, which buried New York and Washington under more than 2 feet of snow, cost automakers around 15,000 vehicle sales. International dairy prices fell for the third successive global dairy trade auction, as concerns about an overabundance of products globally continue to weigh on the sector. The average selling price for whole milk powder was down 10.4% from the prior auction. Microsoft is recalling about 2.5 million AC power cords for its Surface Pro computer sold before March 2015 because of a potential fire hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says users have reported 56 incidents of the cords overheating and emitting flames, and 5 incidents where the cords gave users an electric shock. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-881-6461. 800-881-6461. That's 800-881-6461.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M basketball will travel to Nashville tomorrow night. 6 o'clock is game time. Take on Vanderbilt at their place. 5:30 will broadcast the game on this radio station. The Aggies now at 18-3 for the year. And we will get back to conference play after the victory over Iowa State. What a great game that was. Tightly contested affair featured 9 ties and 15 lead changes, with the biggest advantage for either team being 10 points by Texas A&M in the game's final minute. Aggies forced 16 Cyclone turnovers, leading to a 21-4 advantage for A&M in points off turnovers. We'll talk about the Vanderbilt game on the show tomorrow. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Ready, set, go. Will your lawnmower get off the starting line that quick? If you're not sure, then it might be time to let the folks over at Sioux Fall Prater Equipment take a quick peek under the hood. Spring is around the corner and you want to be ready. Now is the time. Spring inspections on mowers start at $79. Inspections include tune-up kit, power wash, and more. Give those guys a call. Be ready to mow this season. Sioux Fall Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
825, News Talk 1620. WTAW, check the weather in a few minutes. And good day to fly a kite. Sunshiny. Aetna's influential chairman, CEO Mark Bertolini, has said that his firm, that's Aetna Insurance, third largest in the business, had serious concerns about the sustainability of the Affordable Care Act. During an earnings call, he said, "We continue to have serious concerns about the stability of the public exchanges, the overall stability of the risk pool as well. We believe it is incredibly important in the business that we're in that we insure all Americans. This is our first attempt to make this happen, and we believe we have an obligation to stick it out and work through it, but we best not give up on the process." That's not good. They're not feeling good about it. So if you get a little bit anxious when you fly,
okay,
some people pop a Xanax, some people knock back a few. When you fly into Pennsylvania, the Lehigh Valley International Airport is offering a natural solution for nervous flyers. People magazine says the hub has just launched a program called COPE, C-O-P-E, stands for Canines Offering Passenger Encouragement. Handlers bring therapy dogs through the airport, and any customer can spend time with the little fur babies.
Aww.
Yeah.
I do truly enjoy dogs, yeah. But...
Well, they're not going to be on the flight, though. L.A., Fort Lauderdale, Denver, San Francisco, and San Antonio have similar programs in place.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I believe it's Courtney Walker on the A&M women's basketball team.
Uh-huh.
Scared to death,
really?
Of flying.
Okay.
And she says it's only gotten worse since she's been
Is
in college,
right?
And had to travel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Whoever sits near her has to hold her hand.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you know, I guess I understand.
You just think you'd get used to it with, yep, as much as they travel, but yeah, I don't know.
But then, you know, you think about why do you get anxious flying? Well, you know, you're not in control, or it's heights or whatever.
Right.
Or it could be like on the Delta flight where a fight reportedly broke out between crew members.
Oh.
Flight 2598 from L.A. to Minneapolis diverted by the pilot after one crew member allegedly punched the other in the face. Plane landed,
wow,
in Salt Lake City while three attendants were escorted off and a backup crew was brought in. Delta released a statement saying the actions of these crew members in no way reflects the values and professionalism we expect from all of our employees. Oh, hell, that sounds like Johnny Manziel. Never mind.
Don't.
Yeah, I know. Inconvenienced passengers were offered free travel vouchers and air miles. Unclear if anybody's going to face criminal charges. Wow.
Yikes.
Punched out a co-worker on the airplane. Probably not good.
So no.
We'll
no.
see what happens.
The nationally acclaimed, award-winning Marian Anderson String Quartet performs a very special work arranged just for the BBSO. Follow the Drinking Gourd, a song that was a musical map leading slaves north to freedom during the Civil War. Also experience Walker's Lyric for Strings and Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony No. 1 beginning at 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 21st at Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 696-6100. The BBSO, making music come alive.
Kim Commando here. When it comes to the internet, speed is everything. 10 years ago, a 4 megabit line was considered high speed, but websites were simple then. Today, that same 4 megabit line wouldn't even handle Netflix. Residential internet speeds of 50 megabits are now the norm. Google promised to bring 1 gigabit service to American homes. At that speed, you'll download an HD movie in just 7 seconds. But Google has spent billions laying fiber cable. That's the trouble with gigabit speeds. Fiber lines to each and every home. So Google Gigabit service has been painfully slow rolling out. But there's hope. Comcast Cable has found a way to offer affordable gigabit speeds using the existing cable that's already in homes for basic cable TV. No fiber necessary. The first city's getting it, Atlanta, Nashville, then Chicago, Detroit, and Miami. And that means smaller cable companies can soon do the same. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. It feels so good to come home and cook a real meal, but it's so hard to find the time. Plated is for busy people like me who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have time for planning or shopping. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes created to fit a wide range of tastes. Then, Plated sends a hand-packed, insulated box with ingredients precisely measured for the dinner you choose. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything you need to cook a delicious dinner on the day you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps it fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Trust me, you don't need to be a pro to prepare chef-quality dinners right at home. A few simple steps are all it takes. Check out tryplated.com now and get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. That's right, a free dinner for two with your first Plated box. Go to tryplated.com for terms and details. That's tryplated.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Motorists who already dealt with slowdowns around University in Texas are experiencing even longer drives with the start of street construction. College Station traffic engineer Troy Rother recommends against attempting detours through residential neighborhoods.
University Drive is going to have one lane reduced, so it's going from three lanes down to two in each direction, but that's still typically the quicker route. When you're cutting through neighborhoods, you've got four-way stops or two-way stops to deal with, and it's really typically a longer way to go to get to your destination.
Rother says the construction traffic is different than addressing higher volumes associated with Texas A&M home football games.
Our biggest concern is just the unpredictability of the traffic flow. So with the work zone that's there, people avoid the area, and so your traffic patterns significantly change from what they currently are. And so if we modify the timings of those two signals to adapt to the traffic, we'd really need to modify the timings for the entire corridor.
WTAW News is waiting for a response from the TxDOT Bryan District Office to our question if consideration was given for the project to be done at night or the weekend when there are fewer vehicles. A Bryan man convicted of killing one woman and accused of a second murder within months of each other in 2007 will not face the death penalty again.
Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says 28-year-old Christian Olson will be in prison for the rest of his life. That's after Olson was resentenced for the beating death of a neighbor, 68-year-old Etta Jean Westbrook.
Any rights to obtain parole, early release, clemency, anything like that, all of those rights that you usually hear about people appealing and things going on forever and ever, all of those things were waived in this agreement.
After a Brazos County jury convicted Olson of capital murder and sentenced him to death, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out the punishment. At first, Parsons was going to ask again for the death penalty. Then Olson's girlfriend, who was in prison for soliciting him to murder her mother, committed suicide after making confessions to authorities.
Admitted to the emotional manipulation of the defendant, and this was corroborated by other witnesses that we found, where she was bragging about her emotional manipulation of the defendant. A sexual relationship with the defendant was initiated by her when he was only 14 years old, and then introducing the defendant to methamphetamines when he was just 16 years old.
Parsons also says they also learned they would not be able to present mishandled DNA evidence.
The testing did not involve whether the defendant was guilty or not, but it would be evidence that would have been used in punishment to show whether or not the defendant deserved the death penalty.
Parsons says Olson will not be charged in the death of his girlfriend's mother, Geraldine Lloyd, because of the punishment Olson's received for killing Westbrook. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A West Texas man remains in the Brazos County Jail accused of trying to steal 11 head of cattle from a local livestock company last month. 35-year-old Ronald Leisure of Roby, which is west of Abilene, was arrested by a special ranger with the Law Enforcement Division of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. According to the arrest report, Leisure was unable to persuade the Brazos Valley Livestock Commission or the special agent to accept a check for almost $18,000. With an estimated 50,000 Texas jobs lost in the energy sector last year, state lawmakers are trying to find new strategies for workforce growth.
A third of the oil and gas companies are going to make it. A third of them are going to be absorbed by someone else, and a third of them are to go completely out of business.
Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager has already been forced to lower revenue estimates by $3 billion due to the depressed energy sector.
In Texas, oil and gas industry is a huge portion of this economy.
House Speaker Joe Strauss has called on the Energy Resources Committee to recommend strategies for sustained energy development and workforce growth during these tough times.
The oil market is worth watching, and that is exactly what we are doing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas A&M police are investigating the death of a female student. The body of the 18-year-old was found in her dorm room at Hart Hall yesterday afternoon. UPD reports there are no obvious signs of foul play. The woman's identity has not been released because family members have not been notified. If you see Bryan firefighters in the downtown parking garage the next few days, it's for training purposes. The exercises started yesterday and will continue through at least tomorrow. The current show being offered by MSC Opus, PostSecret.com, was created more than 10 years ago by Frank Warren. He handed out 3,000 self-addressed postcards and asked people to share their secrets. On WTAW's Infomaniacs, Warren says his blog includes over a million secrets from around the world.
The actors, it's really experimental. They start by telling one of their own true secrets. We never know what that's going to be every night. Audience members get a chance to write their secrets on postcards and have them shared back in the second act.
Warren says many of the secrets performed in the show have never been seen before. Tickets for tonight's performance are online at boxoffice.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 44 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealestate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
839, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. Shall we do that? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, the leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They're also doing polyurethane concrete, raising of driveways and patios and sidewalks. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
High pressure will continue to build our way with cooler temperatures and clear skies. That'll lead to lots of sunshine today. Highs are going to be around 55. Going to be clear tonight, lows 30 to 35. It's sunny across the region tomorrow. Highs will be about 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, lows dropping down to 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny Friday. The cool conditions continue. Highs on Friday, 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News from the presidential campaign trail, in the words of Kramer.
I'm out.
You remember
Mr.
that.
Mr. Paul?
Yes. Rand Paul is suspending his campaign for president. So there we go. That's our news flash. But he'll continue to be that curly-headed senator from Kentucky. So there. Customs officials in Saudi Arabia posted pictures online featuring a pair of failed alcohol smugglers. It's illegal to bring booze into that country. Wow, what? Oh, bring it into the country. I guess you could still have it there, right? Okay. But that doesn't stop people from trying. Images posted on the Saudi Twitter account show a man with bottles of liquor strapped to his legs and underwear, hidden beneath a long flowing robe. Another man is seen wearing custom-made pants with pockets sewn all down the legs, specifically for hiding booze.
Well, we did a story a couple months ago where an entire truck that had canned water had been relabeled with, because it was booze.
Oh,
so
cool.
They had relabeled the cans.
Yeah, I remember that. That's kind of fun. Yeah. So, Guess says they have a new line of jeans that, ladies, will make you skinnier and give you better skin as well.
Oh. Yeah. Tell me more.
The blue jeans or beauty product is called Jean Care, J-E-A-N, care. Mashable.com says the denim is designed to both slim and moisturize your thighs. Really? The skincare. The skincare product part comes from the fabric that has been treated with ginkgo extract and antioxidant-rich vitamin E and scented with lavender. The fabric is part of what is attributed to Smart Guess technology. Prices for the Jean Care collection, $58 to $128. I don't know. What does Guess normally cost?
Probably not that much more.
If you wash it, I mean, doesn't that take the stuff out?
They have this thing. It's called lotion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Lotion.
Lotion.
You can actually apply it yourself.
Right. And it sells for about, you know, $3 a bottle.
Yeah. Better than that. It's a better deal, I would think.
Yeah. I don't know about jeans moisturizing my skin.
Yeah. Police in Gainesville, Florida arrested James Donald Robertson. The fact that we know all three names is never good, you know. He's 61. After he attacked somebody in Walmart with a bag of chips, James alleges that the cashier refused to sell him his favorite snack. So he threw potato chips at the employee. He was arrested for assault. No information has been released on what his favorite snack was.
Well, so maybe it's a salt and vinegar.
Oh, could be, yeah. Right. Sometimes you just crack yourself up, right?
It's better than your
be careful.
Joke.
Just be careful. Two guys fishing in a boat.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this one.
That's the whole idea. Two guys fishing in a boat, and one of them catches a frog. So he unhooks the frog, and he puts him back in the water. He says, swim away, little frog, and have a wonderful life. Well, frog turns around and says, well, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm a magic frog, so I'll give you anything you want, any wish, and it'll be yours. Guy thinks about it. He says, well, I want the lake to turn into beer. Poof. Lake turns into beer. Guy he's fishing with says, way to go, Einstein. Now we got to pee in a boat.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace and Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only three Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields' campaign.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Chelsea Reber doing the news all this week, and we've talked about how you have to get up a little earlier than you're used to. It is a change. Researchers at the genetics company 23andMe have identified 15 regions in the human genome that influence whether some people consider themselves a morning person or not, or an evening person, meaning that, you know, you'd rather stay up late. The finding means that there might actually be a genetic basis for certain people's tendencies to wake up at the crack of dawn or before, or to want to stay in bed until noon. I don't know. Age and lifestyle have got to have something to do.
I think so, too. Obviously, like, college kids can sleep till
two. And, you know, you try to for a while, but then... part of it also has to do with you have real things that you have to do.
I will say I find it easier to wake up at 4 than, like, 6.
Now, why
and I know
is that?
That I don't know. I don't
You're
know if
insane.
It's if it's just so early that I'm like, well,
okay,
gotta go.
This is what has to happen.
But at 6, between like the hour of 6 and 7, I'm kind of like, oh, but I just want to snooze one more time.
And that's the thing is, that you can't be in the snooze mindset here. You know,
right?
Just
no,
does,
no,
does
you
not,
gotta, gotta
not
get
work.
Here. Yeah,
does
yep.
not work. Hey, Amazon is working on plans to open hundreds of brick and mortar bookstores. That's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Amazon already has one physical store that it opened in November, but according to CNBC, Amazon will attempt to sell books at the same price that they offer them online. How about Netflix? We got plenty of old blockbusters.
Not anymore. They're hair salons.
Yeah, they are. Hello?
Yeah, what if I'm not a morning or an evening person?
Well, then you do a sports show about 3 days a week, about 28 weeks out of the year. Is that about right?
Yeah, that works well.
All right, thanks.
That was Cliff Howard.
It was.
and the fill-in is with us this morning.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, she works on that show almost as much as he does.
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow with Gary Blair every Thursday. Yeah, yep.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right, how about some new Oreos? A new Oreo flavor coming Feb 8. So just days away, this will be there in the stores next Monday. Filled cupcake Oreos. A source says...
What does a filled cupcake taste like?
I don't know.
Like?
A source says they taste a lot like the chocolate Oreos that have been available for a while now, with a dollop of vanilla-flavored cream in the middle.
What... What's the cream taste like now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe just more vanilla-y?
Well, that's lard and sugar is all that is, by the way. So
Thank you.
That's all right.
Makes ruining my favorite cookie
this
morning,
Scott.
I know.
They really are. They're good. Burger King, new limited time, extra long buttery cheeseburger began its nationwide rollout on Monday. The sandwich features 2 beef patties flavored with buttery garlic sauce. Onions, iceberg lettuce, ketchup, mayonnaise, and American cheese on top of a toasted hoagie bun.
Thank goodness you got that lettuce on there.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Keeping
things healthy and light.
That sounds yummy.
It's similar to their competitor Jack in the Box's most successful new menu, which is the Buttery Jack. So there we go. Well, and what is it the other day? That Wendy's has one that has like 3 kinds of cheese on it.
Yeah.
That they're doing. So.
Yeah, that was the one that had, was it Gouda? No.
Gruyere.
Right,
and
American,
French cheese.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, an American.
Okay,
we just wanted to hit all the countries and their cheeses.
That's right. So there's a car company in India called Tata Motors. Tata, T-A-T-A. They've decided to change the name of their new car. It's called the Zika. It's spelled differently.
Oh, okay.
It's spelled Z-I-C-A. But obviously with the concern, the sudden concern, the worldwide sudden concern of that Zika virus, they decided they're going to change that. But
Kevin, was Zika, and they're changing
it.
Okay, but I thought you said they were changing it to
Tata,
Zika.
Tata Motors.
Tata Motors is perfectly okay.
That's pretty silly, isn't it? Yeah. Well, maybe it means something over there. I don't know. So but we were talking about this. I don't know. Are we supposed to be scared of this virus?
I think if you're a pregnant woman.
Okay.
I know that, but I mean, I don't know. Because I read something today on the AP Wires that said some people who contract it will have no symptoms at all.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I
heard. And hospitalizations are very, very rare.
Yeah.
It's a cold.
Yeah.
We're getting freaked out about a cold. Now, if you're pregnant, don't go outside. If you do, wear off. Problem solved. Thank you, CDC. Move on. Yeah.
How dangerous is off to pregnant women?
Yeah, that too.
There's natural. Come on.
Well,
or just you could just rub citronella all over yourself. That'd work.
For the better part of three decades, Lance Jackson has gone to work at the Lincoln Center in College Station with one aim, one passion, and that's to serve the community he loves and serve the people, and particularly the kids of that community. After a stellar football career that ended with a minicamp tryout with the Houston Oilers in 1986, he had to get a job. More on that in a minute. Bryan, College Station isn't where Lance Jackson calls his hometown, but it's a lot like it.
You know, this community, even Bryan, College Station, is very much like the place that I grew up in, Temple. There were three things I wanted to become. One was a Temple Wildcat. The only thing I could come close to resembling that experience was to become, you know, a Fighting Texas Aggie. And no other place like it. Now, I had my opportunity to go to University of Oklahoma, Baylor, Texas Tech, most of the Southwest Conference schools. Probably had an opportunity to go to West Point. My dad was a career military man, and my grades was decent enough, I think, to get in. But I kind of knew where I wanted to go.
Yeah, after playing for the legendary Bob McQueen at Temple, he knew where he wanted to go. He was headed to Aggieland, where he finished in 1985. Yep, that was the first of three straight Southwest Conference championships, you might recall. But in that senior year, he blew out his knee, and then his goal changed. He wanted to rehab himself. He wanted to see if he could be a pro football player, if he had what it took, not only to rehab, but to also make the team. And he did. And he got invited to that mini camp with the Houston Oilers. Now, he was invited to come back for training camp, but he found out all he needed to know when some of the players who indeed did make the team told him that, yes, indeed, he had the moves. He had what it took to be a pro football player.
At that point, that was my field of dreams moment, I like to say. You know, like when Doc, you know, had to go back.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for me, that was more of an affirmation.
So Lance Jackson went out looking for a job, and he was offered three on the same day. One of them paid about $7 an hour. The other paid about $6 an hour. And the third one paid about $4 an hour.
And I took the $4 an hour job.
And you're still here.
And I'm still here.
Yeah, and this summer, that'll be 30 years ago, he joined the Lincoln Center, where he is the supervisor, and where the time clock really means nothing to him or his staff.
They pay me to do a job. You know, that job is a 40-hour-a-week job if I want it to be. But I've never given 40. I've always felt like I need to give as much as I could give. So I feel like I owe you guys that, you know, for giving us an opportunity to work for you. So my week is a 50-hour week, sometimes a 60-hour week, whatever it takes. And so here's my challenge to everybody, you know, out there in our community. You know, think about it. There's 168 hours in a week. And if all of us could give maybe just 1% of that week to something or somebody. Now, you can break that down to 1.68 hours, and that's probably an hour and 42 minutes. And that's not what I'm saying. But somewhere within that 1%, just give that. You'd be surprised how much of an impact that it has on you.
Lance Jackson is a Bravo Brazos fan. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Traveling to Houston, catching that flight, don't make it a hassle, make it easy. Just get in touch with groundshuttle.com. You can go to their website, groundshuttle.com, and book your flight right there. Actually, you can do it months in advance if you want to. Lots of options for you. They do 4 trips to and from Hobby every day. They do 10 trips to and from Bush every day. So chances are you'll find one that'll work just right for you. They can pick you up at your office or at your home, or you can catch it at Easterwood if you want to. You can call them to book the reservation at 855-303-4415. Or again, easy for you to just go to groundshuttle.com. Remember also they have private limo service available with a Mercedes S-Class. You can call to reserve that too. In addition to the comfort, most of them have Wi-Fi plugs and you have the ability to be able to, or Wi-Fi connection, you have the ability to check your email or catch up on business as you don't have to fight the traffic, don't have to deal with the hassle. It sometimes happens when you're trying to get to the airport. So if you want to book your flight or just get some more information, go to groundshuttle.com or call them at 855-303-4415. Ground Shuttle.
This is Mayor Nancy Berry with over 30 years of governmental, nonprofit, and private sector leadership in our community. I'm excited about the chance to serve as your county commissioner. I will bring my record of leadership, fiscal responsibility, and strong commitment to our community. Vote Nancy Berry for County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary during early voting February 16th through the 26th or Election Day, March 1st.
Political ad paid for by the Nancy Berry campaign. Larry Hodges, treasurer.
It's 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You talked a minute ago about Amazon doing a brick and mortar. Now Circuit City is apparently announced to come back.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they've decided to do, I guess. Circuit City come back, give you an option so you don't have to go to the blue and yellow store if you don't want to. Can go someplace else. Let's see what Yahoo is in trouble. Have we heard this?
No.
This is just a little one-liner here that says Yahoo, a one-time internet giant, is in trouble. Well, you know, everything new is old again, and things change. Mm-hmm. And it's just if you wait long enough, the cycle comes back around, and so. Maybe that's what it is, the good news for Circuit City and then some bad news, not so good news for those folks. Okay, here we go. Astronomers are investigating how the moon formed, and they found evidence that it was produced after a small planet smashed headfirst into Earth. Did we know that?
What?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
What?
Yeah, you had to take it to the Earth body shop to get it fixed, but I guess, 4.5 billion years ago. See, now, how do they know that?
They don't.
They're just making things up.
You got to take their word for it. I mean, you know.
Do
but
you,
anyhow,
though?
They said, research suggests that this collision was so violent that the planetary embryo that hit us, called Theia, how do we know that?
Because that's what they called it.
Because they named it.
That's it. Ended up fusing with both the Earth and the Moon as a result.
As opposed to, you know, Planet Bob.
Well, so what? So is Theia like inside the Earth? Is that what that's about?
Yeah.
The idea that the moon is formed as part of a solar system crash isn't new, but scientists in the past have proposed that Theia simply sideswiped Earth and blasted the moon into orbit and then continued off into space. So it's like a pinball. Now new research at the team of the University of California at Los Angeles, we play them in football next year, suggests that Theia actually never left us. So is it stuck on the side of the Earth someplace?
Is it like a mountain?
Yes, I was going to say, it's called Mount Everest.
Hello? Hello? All right, never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. All right, let me see. On this date in history, the first paper money in U.S. America was issued by the colony of Massachusetts in 1690. And, of course, in 1959, the day the music died, Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson died in the plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa. Apollo 14, that was Alan Shepard and crew, successfully landed on the moon, third mission to do that.
The do-over.
And the Super Bowl when the lights went out, 2013.